Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
I imagine that today's reports have brokers and analysts getting out their pencils and calculators and redoing their tables. Is that correct?
Well, I think so. I mean, how bullish is the report? And, you know, the two examples I could give you is the Newswire estimates when they did their winter wheat forecasting. They left us out on the winter wheat acreage because we came in at about 45.2 million acres, and only one out of the 14 that did make the numbers and did make the estimates were below 47 million. Three out of the 14 were below 48 million. So this 46.6 million winter wheat acreage number is, I think, a shock to the market, Dave. And I think probably more importantly in the second example is the hard red number, especially hard red wheat acres at 32.5, down over a half million acres from last year, even with this price rally we've seen, you know, as of September when guys went to the fields there. All states except North Dakota saw reductions. I had a Bloomberg friend who was in lockup up in D.C. this morning, and he called me afterwards. He text messaged me afterwards for opening calls, and first thing I wrote back was, are these hard red numbers weeders, right, or is this a typo? And he said, no, they're right. I think those are the two major shocks out there. I don't think it's really surprising to see a sub-1.5 corn carryover given our demand and the idea that big, you can't really have big acres and big yield. You know, that's something we've tried to say for 14 months now and finally have gotten some vindication on. But I think it's a big, big issue right now to the trade because they don't know where to take it short term here. It seems like some guys are wanting to take some profit off the table because it's just the ascent has been too great right now. But we've been saying that for two to three months probably now, that there should be some long liquidation. There should be some correction and testing of moving averages and trend lines.
What do we make of 46.610 to double crop beans?
I think that's the biggest problem with the soft red winter wheat acres. When they came in with 10.5 million, just under 2 million more than last year, just not enough double crop bean acres on that soft red number. I think what we talked about last night at the seminar was from the Chicago perspective, the trade is probably at a 6 million increase in all bean acres, but they'd like a cushion of 10 million. I think that cushion of 10 million is even more necessary, and they probably feel that way, given that the Brazilian number was dropped 1.5 million tons this morning by USDA. I think that could have been projected, but I don't think anybody really expected it up in Chicago today to have it come out this early, because now you're going to start driving the point home, well, small crops get smaller, and what about Argentina? And that's really where Argentina becomes, in our view, probably the number one factor for the corn here. As we come back from the weekend, because if it stays dry and it stays hot after this brief cool down that's forecasted, I think you're talking about, again, the number two exporter in the world for corn having a short crop, and the United States has not got as big a crop as we thought 24 hours ago.
Off this move in futures today in the corn pit, do we want to make additional old crop corn sales?
I think we do. You know, we put out an email yesterday and said, let's go ahead and let another 20% go, get up to 70% sold in 07 corn in the cash, immediately buy that back with May 520 calls. I think that's still a good plan because we did hit a price objective of 480, Dave. And, you know, move it to the 540 calls if you haven't done anything yet. They're trading about the same price as the 520s were yesterday, and the sensitivity is about the same as it was yesterday because we're limit up and the corn's moved 20 cents. So the 540 calls are trading around 18 cents in a fast market. They're up around 7.5 cents. So you could literally make a cash sale that does probably 20 cents better if the elevators aren't widening basis here. You know, do 20 cents better, and you know, you come in and have to pay 7.5 cents more on the call, that's still, you know, making about 12.5 cents. And, you know, back to the corn basis, I think that's another key issue here is if this doesn't tighten corn basis, I really don't know what will at this point, because if you're coming in with a 1.5 or sub 1.5 billion bushel carryover and you've got Argentine weather problems, I would think that Gulf price would start to trigger an interior basis appreciation.
Let's go ahead then and look at the beans and look at new crop beans with November limit up today. And it seems to me we need some strategy in place to do something with these numbers.
Yeah, you know, we're going to be at a point here where we're just going to have to make some new cash sales to be able to take advantage of some of these prices. We're right underneath 1250 new crop Nov beans. And I do think when it's all said and done, that Nov bean-Dease corn ratio still plays an important role in the market. I think when it's all said and done, with the nitrogen prices being what they are, we still will be able to climb the bean acres up, you know, more than maybe we're expecting right now. And so I think the new crop beans need to be sold. Catch-up sales here of about 30% could be done, but we would immediately come back in and re-own those with some $2 November verticals or something like that. But, you know, the initial shell shock of re-ownership in beans is going to be pretty dramatic for the producers, because the last 3 or 4 years you've been able to buy something back for 20 or 25 or at the most 30 cents. You're going to be in that 40 to 50 cent range now for anything decent, in our view anyway, anything decent.
So are you then anticipating that spread eventually widening to the 2.6?
Yeah, I think we're going to get above 2.5 somewhere down the road here, Dave. I think the South American crop reduction is going to allow the July Nov bean spread to stop being sold. I'm not a bean spread player right here. Wouldn't recommend that to anybody. It's just too violent and too dangerous. But folks had been starting to line up where they wanted to sell the July and buy the November on an acreage play. I don't think you could really do that because of the South American crop. But what the South American crop combined with the soft red winter wheat acres does is say, we don't have enough beans. And I think it goes back to the livestock producers. The hog production numbers for USDA's report this morning, they jumped them, pork production 1.2%, I think it was, for 2008. And so between the bean report, but the South American and the soft red winter wheat acres and this pork increase in production, I think the market's still signaling liquidation here, and this mercantile exchange is going to be in that mode here. So we've got to get either the corn and the meal locked down, or we've got to get the floor price underneath us in the hogs if we're in the livestock sector.
So have we, I guess, to sum it up, there's been a lot of talk about this term called super cycle. Are we reaching that point?
Well, I think the super cycle is going to be dictated by the macroeconomic conditions mm-hmm. more than they are the smaller microeconomic conditions. And I can tell you that it seems to us that the United States government and the Fed, and if we stimulate the economy fiscally with our Congress, that's going to stimulate the super cycle. And I think if the Chinese continue down their path that they're going down of trying to ration food through price ceilings, I think that's going to initiate the super cycle too, because it's just going to keep the supply low and the demand high. So macro side right now says the super cycle can continue. After March, I think that super cycle is going to be wide open to a major correction based upon the weather, and that's something we always deal with and are traditionally more comfortable with. It's these macro things that, you know, kind of bother us.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. He joins us every Friday morning on the Opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.